Facebook this if you don't mind. It's good to be back in the house of God. If you'll turn your Bibles to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. I'm sorry, 55. Isaiah 55. And the reason I messed that up is I had a different message prepared for y'all. But I changed it. Well, God changed it. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I'll even get to this message that I have in my mind. I have a lot of things going through my mind this weekend. A lot of emotions, as most of you might know. As pastors of churches, it's very difficult for pastors to be human, to be normal. Churches are the pillar and ground of truth. They are the place that Christ came to this world and instituted. He started the church and promised to build it into a super empire. And in that church, he put pastors. Pastors are not typical people. They have a very, very hard job, to say the least, to feed the sheep, to care for the flock, to love the flock. And we know that God will get us through it. We know that God's in control. We know that God is sovereign. And we know that the end will be God's will. So we don't worry about things. We just move forward. And brother, if I get too emotional things, please do remove me. Let's read our scripture real quickly just to get my mindset and where I want to go. The Lord said in verse 6, "Seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he was near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And our God, for he will abundantly pardon." If you didn't hear that last song, and I'm not done, if you didn't hear that last song and why God put this in my heart, you don't get God. Verse 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth," I'm sorry, verse 8. "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it might give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so shall my word goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I pleased, and it shall prosper the things whereof I sent." Before I get into what I want to say, and I'm keeping my eye on the clock, brother. As I come into this Bible conference this weekend, I knew I'd be blessed. And those of you who follow me on Facebook has probably already seen my post this morning, that I have been real emotional Because this Bible conference has turned in more to a revival for me than it has a Bible conference. The sermons we've heard this weekend have been completely profound. You don't hear these messages just anywhere. From the very first, well, the second speaker, you'll find I never brag on myself. From the second speaker until this one and the two that follows have brought profound messages. You couldn't have asked or begged or pleaded with God for a more strong Bible conference. I got here yesterday and happy to see Brother Jerry and hear Brother Jerry preach. I hadn't heard him in quite a few long time. Brother Kelly can't stay away. Every time I look up, he's sneaking in on me up there. And he knows when he comes, he's going to preach, right? I think he likes preaching at my church. And that's okay. Actually, Brother Kelly came and preached Donnie's funeral for me. And as usual, he did a wonderful job. I thank him. I will the rest of my days. And then we got to all the other speakers, and then Brother Hilly came and spoke and really blessed my heart. Amen. I hadn't heard Brother Hilly in years. I regret I hadn't heard him in years. I see his articles in the Berea Baptist. And by the way, I used to tell my church, I get them for the church. I bought 2 years of scripture for our church. We don't use that many because our church, a lot of our church members already have scriptures. I told them not to cancel them. Just, you know, get another and have it passed out to a friend or something. And I always tell them, look at page 9, you know, you find a very interesting person there. And then I tell them, now I have to tell them, look at page 3. And I don't know where I'm at now, but actually, I you know, it is a profound privilege. I don't know if I'm saying that profound correctly, but I mean very honorable, high. Privilege. When anybody wants to listen to a message or anybody wants to read an article, you don't know what a blessing it is. We write these with our hearts. Yes, Nathaniel and the rest of the people that write articles and things. We write them with our hearts. We pour our hearts into them. I'm always humbled, right? I'm humbled by God. I'm humbled all the way to where I shake in my knees. And I try to tell people, sometimes I want to take our church up and shake them and say, listen to me. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to what God is doing. Brother Haley had a question in his message that was really great. When you go home, what's going to change? You know what that is? That's a revival. A revival is not a meeting. You can have a revival meeting. I don't even know if that's a proper name. I call them Bible meetings. But a revival is a soul, spirit-shaking thing. A revival moves you. And we get moved by God. We seek Him while He may be found. Which means God can be found. Amen. If you're seeking.
Amen.
I'll ask you another question. How many prayer requests do you get in a week? I get a lot. How often, you know what? Sometimes I forget them. Isn't that disgrace? So you know what I started doing? I started just stopping what I'm doing and saying a quick prayer for them. I get too busy. I work a lot of hours. God help me, I do not want to be a burden on my church. So I work a lot of hours, and sometimes we get too busy to do things. Isn't that just grace? So you pray for them. Do you pray for them again? And again? And again? And again? We ought to. Folks, if we listen to the Word of God, if we hear the Word of God and nothing changes, as Brother Hilly said, what has it accomplished? Why are we here? Why did we come? We come to hear the Word of God. We came to learn. To study, to sing, to pray, to gather as many churches, many pastors. Because this is where God is. This is where the Holy Spirit is. This is where Jesus is. I've had a bad weekend. I went up to Oakdale 2 months ago, which was very close to when Donna had passed, and had a wonderful conference there. You always do. Oakdale's a wonderful place to be, just like down here. And Sister Sims from Silsby sang Victory in Jesus solo, and you know, it may just be me, but I thought she shot it through the roof. I thank God opened up the heavens and listened to her sing. It was so beautiful. That's my favorite song in the world. And when she sung it a cappella, it just made it a million times better. If she'd had any music of that song, it wouldn't have meant a thing to me, except it was just my favorite song. Yesterday, I cried tears through it. I hide my emotions. I don't get emotional. If I get emotional, I hide it. Like yesterday when Brother Charlie led the song he led. And then Brother David came, sang the song he sung. Two of our favorite songs together, I cried. I asked Brother Charlie to lead again. You'll hear it. You know what it is. I'm sorry, my mind's running away with me. It's hard to lose a spouse. I was up at Oakdale a few years back when Brother Charlie, I got a call from here that Brother Charlie had passed the next day. It broke my heart. Sister Andrew seems to be doing well. But that's not always the case. Don't look at people's emotions. And I'm going to say this. I don't care. I know I got a message here, but I told you I might not get to it. These things have been shooting through my brain. Preachers don't, and Christians don't do well. If they're hiding their emotions, pray for them. I talked to Brother Jerry yesterday, and we were talking about dear Sister Jean. When she passed, he told me it had been 6 years. I didn't realize that. And as he's talking to me, I could see tears in his eyes. I know Sister Andrews and others have to be. A lot of people pass. Keep praying for all of us. It's hard. I hide my emotions because I'm supposed to be strong. You know, my mentor, Brother Hammond, Horace Hammond, used to tell me, women are stronger than men in one area, emotions. They hide it better than men do. They deal with it better than men do. They deal with it. We hide it. Know how to deal with it. We don't. But God's been good to us. God helps us through these things. God will get us through it. So if I get emotional, and I do a lot, just remember the Lord has me in His hands. Our God is great. I try to tell people that God is so deep. Brother Henson, when he was preaching last at my church, he was talking about infallible things, and there's none. But one, there is one.
Amen.
Right. It's infallible. Yeah. You know why? It's God's Word. You can't believe anything to the fullest on this earth except for God's Word. And we have to believe everything in God's Word. Seek ye first the Lord and the kingdom of God. Seek ye while the Lord may be found. He can be. If you're seeking, He will be. If you're seeking. The problem is, so many don't seek. And He will never be found by them. And when you find the Lord, trust the Lord. The problem in the world today is not enough faith in God. Or the Word of God. Sometimes we get too involved. Too involved in things that don't matter. Yeah. Brother Hill is correct. I have emotionally got myself involved in this world, and it's wicked. Yeah. It's as ungodly as it can be. Hey, I love Trump too, but you know what? Donald Trump is not a great guy. If he was a member of my church, I'd be ashamed and disgraced in him. You can look at Washington and you can go to the... I know the Democrats are awful people. They're the scum of this earth. They're the most horrible people I've ever seen in my entire life. If you're a Democrat, I'm sorry that you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, I'm sorry you're a Republican. Look at them. That's the biggest cesspool of evil in the world right up there. Both sides. They're the most ungodly people on this earth. Hillary was right. We're not just citizens of America or citizens of Russia or citizens of another country. We're citizens of heaven. And we're not just citizens of heaven. We're citizens of God's children. Imagine that. Keep seeking the Lord while He may be found. And then forsake any evil ways you have. They're not godly. Because God's thoughts, verse 8, are not your thoughts, neither your ways, it's the Lord's ways. That's a disgrace. If our thoughts are not upon the Lord 24/7 while we're awake and thinking, we have failed. Our thoughts are not upon the Lord only during church, but every second we breathe air. Nothing is more important to us than the ways and thoughts of God. People make me want to regurgitate over and over and over again, and most of them call themselves Christians when they're nothing but a cesspool of Satan. Doctor, I don't know anything. Don't know anything. Just because a man has a PhD, just because he looks good in a blue suit, just because he smiles well, just because he's funny, doesn't mean he knows anything about this book right here. I get tired of being compared to a bunch of Armenian preachers with big congregations who are probably 100% lost. Seek the Lord. Seek His thoughts. Seek His ways. Does anybody in this building have this book mastered? Why not? Why not? Don't we read it? Don't we study it? Don't you go to church and hear it preached over and over and over and over again? It's because the mind of God is so much deeper than ours. I sometimes tell our church, why do you think God repeats Himself over and over and over and over in the Scriptures? It's because we need to be told, Brother Keller, over and over and over and over again. I remember one time at Country Baptist Church, Silver Springs, Texas, Brother Hammond was preaching a message, and he was telling a story of a preacher somewhere. I don't know where. He was all over the South, but he was talking about a preacher somewhere that come in on Sunday morning, preached a message. He preached the message again, preached the message again, preached the message again. And they asked him when he was going to stop preaching the message. He said, when you hear it. Right. Good idea. I told them, I'm sorry, I just lost that whole train of thought right there. Brother Kelly spoke to
I'm sorry.
Hey, brother, you didn't know I was that way. Let me explain something to you here. If you'll notice when I preach, we used to have a preacher come to Country Baptist Church, and when he preached, he'd look at that wall, then he'd turn around and look at this wall, then he'd turn around and look at that wall. I said, brother, you don't ever look at us when you preach. He said, yeah, I get distracted. If you'll watch me preach, I never look at people much when I preach. I get this. If somebody picks their nose, I get distracted. I'm going to see it. The worst thing our church, Brother Bookout redone our inside of our building. The worst thing he did, put glass doors. I'm glad he did for safety reasons. But if anything happens, a car can drive by and it gets my attention, I lose my whole... I'm not real bright to start with. Anyway, enough about the funny stuff. I only got about 5 minutes left here. Seeking the Lord while He may be found. And seeking the truth while it may be found. Looking at God's thoughts and God's ways. Because our thoughts and our ways, you know what, brother? The Bible is not a private interpretation.
That's right.
Most people don't know what that means. Is there anybody in here that understands the Bible to the fullest and understands everything you believe is absolute, absolute truth with an impossibility of not being correct? No.
I wished I did. I will in heaven. I believe everything I believe is truth. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't believe it. I certainly wouldn't teach it. I never teach a lie on purpose. I have found myself to be wrong and changed and apologized for teaching the other way.
Brother, I only want to preach the truth. But it's got to be truth in my heart. Holy Spirit teaches us. He gives us all a measure of grace. And whatever He gives to us, we have. He didn't give us all the same. It's all different. God's good to us. We preached about pardon. Here it talks about in verse 7, an abundant pardon. He says in verse 7, he says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him. Thank you, Lord. You know, the reason I hide my emotions a lot, I don't want people to pity me. I want you to pray for me. I want you to love me. Because God loves me and God pities me. You know that's what mercy is? Pity? God pities me. And I'm glad that He did. I needed it. Sometimes standing strong can make you weak. Let me leave this with your thoughts as I leave. Because let this Bible conference be a revival to you. If you haven't really paid attention to the sermons, I will ask you to re-listen to them. And if you need to, re-listen to them several times. And anyone on Facebook or anywhere else that can't find them, and believe me, it is easy not to find something when Brother LaSage is putting it up. Do you realize how hard it is to find Brother Pugh's articles on their website? I've never seen such a complication in my life. But, and I gotta hurry, but thank you, Brother LaSage, for all you do.
Amen.
Let me get to this last thought real quickly. I don't remember what time. I think I started at 9:30, which means I got about 2 minutes. He says in verse 11, and I love this part, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I pleased and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it, saith the Lord thy God. Folks, we just preached the word. God's going to make you believe it, understand it. It's going to profit whatever it is that God wants it to profit. I can't make anything in the Bible profit anything. There's one of the greatest messages known to mankind in the Word of God. It's called the Gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I can preach it, and I can set 10 lost people, 5 here, 5 there, and preach it, get in their face, preach it, get in their face a little more, preach it, and it does nothing.
Amen.
It's not going to prosper if God doesn't make it prosper. But this is God's promise to us. It will prosper what God chooses for it to prosper. I know we have lost children. I know we have lost family. Let's pray for them. Prayer doesn't turn God, but God tells us to speak to Him. He tells us to pray to Him. Nothing turns God, because everything in God is eternal. I don't understand election. You know what I don't understand about it? Exactly when did God choose us? I've thought that question many times. Just like another thought I have. I know, brother. Give me a second. He's looking, trying to avoid him. It's just like another thing I don't understand. When people pass away, we put them in the ground. Some of them get cremated. And they go back to the dust of the ground. But God promised that He would raise their bodies, didn't He? He's going to do it. Never, ever, ever, ever doubt God. God bless you.